Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number two of the Monday Night Edition. We do it six nights a week. Weeknights, we're here from 8 o'clock until 10 o'clock at night Eastern Time. And then the Saturday night show, we're live from 7 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So plenty of show. All of it is on a line for you for free at freetalklive.com. So if you've missed a moment, go grab up the archives right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich. Don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And to join the Second American Revolution to learn more about the Free State Project, give them a call, 888-532-4604, toll-free 1-888-532-4604, or you can visit them online at freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. So, we need to go to the phones. To Mark in Indiana, he's been hanging on very patiently. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hi, guys. Can I sue you guys for brain cancer for leaving me on the cell phone for so long?
Well, unproven.
I don't really believe in that cell phone brain cancer thing.
Yeah, that's crackpot stuff.
I don't either. So.
Good deal. Good deal. What's on your mind?
One of you mentioned life, liberty, and property, and that's something that I think comes from way back from John Locke, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the person, you yourself, are your own property.
Yes.
You can do with yourself as you please. So I think the real question with the abortion debate is when is the fetus actually a person? And I think most of us would say, well, you know, the first couple of weeks or so is definitely not a person. But maybe the last couple of weeks we might have a little trouble saying that it's not really a person.
No, I don't think that is the question. I mean, it's interesting, but the question is, should there be a law about when a person, you know, when the fetus is a person?
Yeah, I think there should. I mean, we have a law about when that you can't just outright kill somebody for no reason.
Well, we know that somebody tends to be a real individual who's separated from his mother at that point.
Right, right. So when
you're talking about making a decision, some sort of political decision as to at which week of the pregnancy the fetus becomes an individual person, and that's something that you're going to leave up to the politicians to decide?
I don't think it should be a political decision. I think it should be based on science.
Okay, well,
and I think we have some science that you know, in the last 12 weeks or so, we've got some viability that we can, with science, we can have a fetus live, or even, you know, even the last month or so, a premature baby doesn't need a whole lot of extra work to keep it alive.
Right, and actually, I'm going to have to kind of side with Mark here just for a second. Ian, do you think it would be okay for someone to give birth and then decide the next day they didn't want their baby and kill it, you know, drown it, whatever?
That would be pretty terrible of them.
Or do you think it should be illegal?
Like, Ian doesn't believe in laws.
He thinks there should be some sort of law or repercussion for killing a person. Would that count as killing a person?
I think that you should absolutely be ostracized and punished for that.
It is the exact same way as if you murdered someone and standing in line with you at the grocery store.
Sure.
Okay. Now, what if 2 weeks prior to that, when the mother was pregnant, she didn't, or a week prior to that, or 2 days prior to that, she decided she didn't want the baby anymore, so she had a late-term abortion.
I think it'd be tough to find a doctor who would even perform that abortion.
They apparently find doctors that
there are doctors who will do it. If
really?
She finds a doctor who will do it.
It's amazing. It's disgusting, but it's done.
Should she have the same punishment?
I think that if somebody wants to dole out ostracism to somebody like that, they absolutely should be ostracized.
Well, of course, that's the biggest punishment that he can come up with in his world of no laws.
So if I were to kill one of you guys, then I should just be ostracized.
You should.
That's what he thinks.
Apparently so. So would you just by default ostracize all people who kill another person, Ian? Or would you just accept some of them and, you know, continue to do business with them? Or would
depends
you want that?
Business
or
doing.
Would you want that person removed from society, especially someone who's a habitual killer?
Well, if everybody's ostracizing them, they'll be removed from society, won't they?
You can't just say everybody ostracize this person and have everyone do it.
Here's, why not? I mean, for the amount of money that we spend, on putting somebody in jail, which is about $50,000 a year, an insurance company could hire some flunky for $20,000 a year to follow some guy around and point out the fact that he's a terrible person.
Eight hours a day.
Yeah.
No one would do that 16. For 20 grand.
I don't know. I'm just pointing out.
There'd be what's your sort of... job? Well, I worked part time the summer, over the summer, pointing out the flaws in this rapist walking down the street. He touches babies. You know, I mean, you could hire somebody to do that to somebody, even if they hadn't committed
the
a
idea,
crime.
The idea would be that the insurance company would make life a living hell for these individuals unless they submitted to some sort of punishment, unless they voluntarily submitted to going to jail or something like that.
Okay, now, do you think an insurance company should be able to make that same kind of a call? Have the exact same thing happen to somebody who killed a baby?
I don't know.
No,
so
I don't know.
But now we're going to replace government with insurance companies.
That's what Ian wants to do.
No, I just want to replace it with something voluntary. I don't like coercion, that's all.
But if you've harmed another individual,
yeah.
Then I think we can generally all agree that some sort of...
Not Ian.
Repercussions need to take place.
I'm not saying repercussions won't take place. I mean, look, you set somebody free in a jail, and they end up getting, like a child molester, they end up getting taken care of. You don't have to give that person a death sentence. They've already got it just by being around those other people. So I'm not suggesting that. I mean, I know Gene the Christian Anarchist would tell you that he would just take you out himself if you killed his family members.
All right, now, I know we're getting away from the topic of abortion, but I just have to ask
this. Thank goodness,
this now,
it's about
Ian.
Time.
I have to ask this, because you're talking about insurance companies enacting ostracism on people. Whose insurance policy is that? Is that the victim's insurance policy?
Well, the insurance companies would want to protect others from known killers, so they would have an incentive to protect you from these people.
And
so I could get an insurance policy against one of you guys to keep you away from me.
I suppose
it'd probably cost you a lot of money. It probably would cost quite a bit of money if you want to do something like that. Right. Anything else on your mind, Mark?
You have a lot of good topics today, so I'll pick something else.
Thanks for the call.
Another time.
Thanks, dude. 800-259-5791. Do you want to keep asking ludicrous questions?
No, it's not ludicrous. I want to explore this insurance company. I've never heard you talk about this concept before.
And I barely know anything about it.
Okay, I just want to wrap my mind around the concept here. So what you're saying is, let's say I killed Manwich.
Yes.
Okay?
Cool.
Now, someone's insurance company, Manwich's family's insurance company...
Yeah.
Is going to hire a guy to follow me around to tell everyone who comes near me that I killed Manwich.
Well, that's just an example of what might... they could just post signs up around town to identify you as the killer.
What if I had an insurance policy for anti-defamation where they had a guy who'd go around and take down all those signs? I mean, it seems like the most ineffectual thing ever. What if I had an insurance policy against that sort of ostracism where my insurance company... killed his annoying lackey.
No, it sounds interesting, though. I think I'd rather take the risk.
Of course you would.
Or what if I just killed the annoying lackey? You know, he killed Manwich. I kill that guy. Now what are they going to do? They're going to keep hiring people to just have me kill him pretty soon. I mean, eventually, nothing is going to happen to me. All that can happen to me is that more people are going to annoy me, so that's
you're
just
mortal,
more money
you know,
that I have to
too.
Spend on bullets.
You can bleed, too, and bullets can hurt you, too.
No one's going to blame me for killing the annoying insurance guy. And if they keep sending people after me and I keep killing them...
Well, if you try to kill the insurance guy, then he might kill you first.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I see. So what you're saying is they're going to...
The more people you kill, the bigger risk you're going to take of dying.
So what you're saying is they might send someone out with the intention of potentially killing me.
Maybe so.
So...
I wish someone would kill me right now. It's just so awful.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this could just
be... You call abortion radio hell.
This is
radio hell.
The reason I'm getting so ridiculous with it is because it could very easily just continue to mount and build until it just got to the point of being laughable like that. Yeah. I mean, I just need to know where it ends and where it goes.
Like, I don't know. I don't even know what I'm talking about. At this point, we're just filling air.
That's kind of what I was... Yeah. Getting at
800-259-5791. If one of you, one of my, I guess,
another a fellow free marketeer
brethren out there that knows this a lot better than I can call in and explain what would happen to a murderer without the government around. There is a really good explanation out there. I obviously don't know it. This is your show. 800-259-5791. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes, you neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just going to give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protected's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Where we've got all kinds of stuff for you, including voting. If you like the fact that we give you everything on our website for free, well, we ask that you go and vote for the show in return. And it's a once-a-month sort of a thing, so it's not like something you have to do every day. You just go to vote.freetalklive.com one time every month and cast your vote. All you need is an email address. Very simple, and it's very powerful for us because it keeps us on the top of the charts over at the podcast ratings. And we will by being on the top of the charts, we will get more listeners, which is good. More listeners means more people coming across the message of freedom and liberty, and sometimes my totally...
just inane rambling.
Unthought ramblings. And I admit when I'm wrong, right? I admit when I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
Right,
right?
That
is
true.
I'm a talk show host who gets on the air and tries to pretend like he knows everything. Because I don't.
And I'll tell you, when they do that, it doesn't sound like they know everything.
One hand tied behind my back, I'm taking on the world.
They just what their trick.
Some people believe it. Remember
diversion.
That guy that called from Kentucky?
Yes.
He believed that Rush Limbaugh was the smartest man ever.
You think he would have made it out of college if he was in fact the smartest man ever created?
Maybe the smart people dropped out.
Maybe he was too smart for college.
All right. Yeah, somebody's got an idea here. Matthew in Georgia, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Matthew.
Hey, I was just thinking of what would happen to someone who tried something against someone I cared about, such as my children or my wife.
Yeah.
And if I could find them, I would just take care of the problem myself.
Right, I understand that, and then
but you one of the problems here is detective work is how does one know in a lawless policeless society who did what? Now I'll admit to you, there's plenty of people that go to prison for crimes they didn't commit.
Yeah,
now, I'm not saying all of them.
Sometimes the cops,
sometimes
the cops today will pick up people just so they can say that they caught someone.
Yeah, and I would say that that's less than 50% of the time, certainly.
Well, I would say that the insurance companies already have investigators, and you could put them to use, and they'd certainly have, I think, a good motivation to find people who behaved like that and find some way to contain them.
So what? Now, let me just see if I understand where you're going with this. If someone killed one of your children,
yeah,
and the insurance company did an investigation, and their investigator told you, you know, John Smith did it, then you would take it into your own hands to go and kill John Smith.
I would want to be really sure. I think I'm talking more about if I caught them in the act.
Okay.
Well, you know,
I think catching someone in the act is sort of that's sort of a Second Amendment issue, and I support quick justice.
Yeah.
When of course you can have quick justice, and it's difficult even to know what's going on right in the act.
Well, because the problem you come across with what you are suggesting and now not supporting, Matthew, is going after John Smith down the line means somebody's going to come after you eventually for that. I mean, it's just a cycle of violence, right?
Right. That's kind of where I was going with.
Yeah.
Yeah, there can be. I guess it's a question of maybe a difference between some sort of a feud and a lone sociopath. You may find that a lone sociopath may not have too many people who care if they're alive or not.
That's very possible, but then there also are a lot of people who would be the kind of person to kill someone's kids who run with the kind of crowd who would avenge them if they died, you know?
That is true, and for them there would have to be some sort of solution. I'm not sure exactly what it would be, but I don't think it necessarily has to be the government.
Right. No, I can kind of see where you're wanting to go with this, and I understand that. And believe me, if I could think of a better way to, you know, resolve everything than eventually somewhere down the line being you having to be accountable to a guy with a gun somewhere, I would suggest it.
You know, I've got to say that it just... The current system we have sounds a lot better than this lawless system, this policeless system that is being purported.
It'd be private competing law.
Private competing law.
Well, so what you do is you go over to the next town where what you did wasn't illegal.
I think that voluntary laws is kind of an oxymoron. Like, it really is an oxymoron. Like, you either have law or you have voluntary. One of the two.
Uh-huh.
But I think that by getting rid of the drug laws that we have in this country, we would go a long way in solving our criminal justice problem.
Sure, no doubt about that. Matthew?
I think that would go a long ways towards it and certainly would allow people to concentrate more on the violent criminals. As far as lawlessness, I think if you look at an example of a gun store, you would think, gosh, you know, you've got all these armed people who like to shoot guns. It would be kind of a crazy situation, but, you know, gun stores are one of the most polite examples of people getting together that I've ever seen.
No doubt about it. Matthew, anything else on your mind?
That's it.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-5791. I will do some digging, Manwich, and I will find a suggested answer as to how the free market might be able to handle a murderer, you know, a guy going around killing women or that sort of thing.
You know, as much as I like making you look dumb, I really do want another answer. I really do.
Oh, that was funny.
There's a difference between being dumb and uninformed, Manwich.
That's true. There are many more syllables in uninformed. I just would like to make it known right now.
Oh, my God, that was Ian's
best joke of the night.
Did you hear that? You don't hear that very often. You know, he's like really letting loose with one.
God, now I've lost where I was. I would just like
more
to,
syllables.
I would just like to make it known that during that phone call, I almost sounded like I just support our current government system, which I don't in any way. What I was trying to say is just as far as violent crime goes, I'm having problems thinking of a free market solution yeah. that would be really effective. That's all. Not saying there isn't one. I just need to have someone other than Ian come up with one for me.
Ian and I have sat on here and posited several solutions that could make the criminal justice system better. One of them being that convicts be allowed to work for money and then pay off restitution, what it is that the courts decide that they owe.
So how much did your baby cost?
Well, I think that you would there. You know what? There's plenty of babies killed, and they would come out with a certain number that sort of decides what a baby's worth. I say that a baby certainly isn't worth as much as a husband, because a husband is a breadwinner, bringing in money.
So the emotional connection is not a factor.
Oh, I think it absolutely is, but you have an emotional connection to your husband also.
I would beg to differ. Most families would put more value on the life of a baby than on the life of a spouse.
I would agree with that. Well, yeah. Under our current system, each child is worth a fine Italian sports car, about $250,000 a pop just to raise one up to maturity in this United States. So I can understand where you're coming from on that.
That's not what I was talking about at all.
Okay.
I wasn't talking about dollar value. I was talking about if you had to put a dollar value on the significance of that person in your life, most families, if they lost a baby, would be much more distraught.
It's priceless.
And require more compensation to make up for it than had they lost a spouse.
Well, if I lost anyone and I had an opportunity to get restitution, I would be as distraught as I needed to be in order to get that the largest amount of restitution, just to be clear.
And we should point out, that today, if you get somebody killed, if somebody, a friend of yours or a family member of yours gets killed, there is no restitution at all.
Zero.
You just lose that person, and then you have the pleasure of paying to keep that other jerk who killed that person in jail
for the rest of their lives.
So not only were you victimized by losing a family member, but then you get to pay the money to keep that person in prison.
And you get to pay for a funeral.
So we've got some, and that's almost a crime on its own, what they charge for funerals. 800-259-5791. This is your show. You can take control of the phones and bring up anything. Coming up, we got lots of stuff to talk about here. Osama bin Laden, back in the news. He's got another tape. People are scared. Let's talk about what he actually says.
I heard you can get his whole collection on Time Life Video.
This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that recent estimates by the Arthritis Foundation put the number of Americans with arthritis or chronic joint symptoms at 66 million, or 1 in 3 adults? Or that arthritis is the nation's leading cause of disability among Americans over age 15? Most individuals diagnosed with arthritis don't think anything can be done to help. Those who are aware of treatment options fear the debilitating side effects associated with prescription drugs. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we feature herbal formulations like Joint Care, whose safety and effectiveness in supporting healthy joints has been established in over 50 clinical trials and research studies. Joint Care facilitates freedom of movement by promoting circulation and enhancing the overall functioning of the musculoskeletal system. Don't let arthritis stop you from doing the things you enjoy or leading a normal, healthy, and active life. Visit us online today at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841. 3841.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $750 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $750 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-300-8069. Call now. 1-800-300-8069.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America today. In 25% of the cases, the first sign is sudden death. Cartavite has been helping people live as long as God intended us. Made from 7 herbs, Cartavite is the purest form of oral chelation available today. Here's what one person has to say.
I was feeling chest pain from time to time, shortness of breath. I don't have the tightness on my chest, and I don't have the shortness of breath no more. I tried all kinds of junk. It didn't do. The only thing that worked was your Cardiovite.
If you believe Cardiovite was made for you, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Cardiovite is an all-natural supplement. So call today, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free, 1-800-259-5791. Bring up anything, political issue, personal problem. It's Ian here with you. And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the listener map. You just go to map.freetalklive.com, and you can add yourself to it. It's simple. You just plug in your location. You can add your name and photo and even a phrase to go along with your entry at map.freetalklive.com. Not to mention you can scroll all around the world and see who's listening to the show and look at their pictures, too. It's good stuff. Map.freetalklive.com. And it's free, of course. All right, so old Osama bin Laden back in the news. All kinds of reports about his new tape, which, according to a New Zealand source here, I like to go outside of the United States for reports on bin Laden because I find that the reporting in the United States seems to have a tendency to leave things out.
And like, they just don't report about it much at all.
Right. Well, in this case, it looks like Al Jazeera broadcast a tape a few days ago from Osama bin Laden, and the CIA and people like that are saying it's him. Well, apparently, he warns in the tape that Al-Qaeda is planning new attacks. And he says, the operations are under preparation, and you will see them in your houses as soon as they're complete, God willing. And it's interesting, though, that this tape happened to come out right after this scandal, right after the Bush scandal with the wiretapping. Kind of give them a little bit of a boost, you know. Oh, we need to wiretap. Here's why we need to wiretap. They're planning stuff. Awfully coincidental. Anyway, a CIA official said that authenticated the tape is genuine. In the tape, bin Laden said Al Qaeda was willing to respond to U.S. public opinion in favor of withdrawing troops from Iraq. He didn't specify conditions for the truce, but indicated that it was linked to U.S. troops quitting Iraq. And this is what he actually said, quote, based on the substance of the polls, which indicate Americans do not want to fight Muslims on Muslim land, nor do they want Muslims to fight them on their land, we do not mind offering a long-term truce based on just conditions that we will stand by. Osama bin Laden has looked at the polling numbers. He is, unlike George Bush, Osama bin Laden has looked at the polling numbers and is actually referencing them in his speech, saying, hey, most of you United States people, you don't want this war going on. Why don't you just pull out and we'll not mess with you anymore? That's what he's saying here.
And the funny thing is, that's what he's been saying all along.
Yeah.
This guy has been clear all along. I'm not saying he's a good guy. If we could get him, I'd like to see him dead. But we haven't gotten him. We have brought to bear the largest military ever in the history of Earth, and we have not gotten this guy. I have no explanation for that, but
I can explain. Centrally controlled bureaucracy, ineffective and useless.
That would be the one that I would come up with. I don't know about useless, but certainly inadequate in this particular case. You know, that's what this guy said, and
it hasn't been reported on either.
No.
I mean,
everybody thinks it's Britney Spears.
Right. He's been saying this from day one, and the news reports just go along with what George Bush says. Oh, they hate us for our freedoms. Al-Qaeda hates us because we like Pepsi. I mean, that's how it really is, that ludicrous.
Yeah, absolutely.
Our side of this.
If you listen to Michael Savage, you'll think that these people are going to invade because of John Wayne and apple pie and television and Hollywood.
Not the case.
Porn on the internet.
Not the case at all. Here's another quote from Osama bin Laden. He says, there's nothing wrong with this solution, talking about the truce that he's offered. There's nothing wrong with this solution, except that it deprives the influential people and warlords in America from hundreds of billions of dollars. Those who supported Bush's election campaign with billions of dollars. He just took a shot at the military-industrial complex.
Yep.
He just said, hey, this idea is pretty good. It'll
Make it so there's no more violence in the world, or at least from the, on the part of the United States in our countries, and we won't be violent on you anymore, and the only people who will be unhappy about it are the weapons manufacturers. I can't say I disagree with the guy.
No, I'm with him. Go.
I don't like the sound of that.
Well, no. And on this issue, when it comes to the idea that he is currently putting forward, I'm behind bin Laden on this one. Yes, I will say it. I'm behind bin Laden on this issue.
And what is the White House response? Quote, "The United States does not negotiate with terrorists."
So what negotiation? That's not negotiation at all. He said, hey, go home. We'll
leave
you alone.
We do not negotiate with the lives of our American citizens. God knows we're the ones out there dying. We're the ones paying for this war, not the politicians.
Here's some more quotes from him. "Your president is misinterpreting public opinion polls, which show that the vast majority of you support the withdrawal of your forces from Iraq. He, George Bush, disagreed with this desire and said the withdrawal of troops will give the wrong message to the enemy, that it's better to fight them on their ground than on our ground. Reality shows that the war against the U.S. and its allies is not just restricted to Iraq as he claims, but Iraq has become a gravitational point and recruiting ground for qualified mujahideen. So there you go. So there he is. I mean, laying it right out there. This guy tells it like it is. What's wrong? Can you disagree with him? 800-259-5791. He's obviously not a nice dude. He's planning to kill people, but in response to the fact that his friends and family members have been killed by the United States.
Well, I don't know.
Are we the mouths of... Are we like Al-Qaeda on Free Talk Live now? Are we broadcasting the words of the terrorists? Are we fighting against Americans?
I don't... Has Osama bin Laden's family...
Are we undermining the administration?
Has Osama bin Laden's family been killed? I don't
Friends
think
Friends and... Whatever.
You know,
his brothers.
Just to be clear, he's as much of a tyrant as any of these other ruling class people.
You know, he's
as bad
a tyrant.
As
he's in a cave somewhere.
But he would love to be.
Maybe.
And he'll kill people in order to get his interests, to be in power. That's what he is. He's basically one of these god-awful statesman that's willing to kill people for, his goals.
Okay.
But then again, so is Bush.
Right. I was going to say, that's what we're doing.
Not we. In the sense that United States of America.
Yeah, that's what our country is currently doing as well. That exact same thing.
And facts are facts. He didn't initiate anything on us. We initiated over in the Middle East first. I'm not making an excuse for the fact that he killed people. That's wrong, and it's terrible. But the longer we continue to drop bombs and blow people up and kill individuals in those countries...
He initiated force on the individuals in the World Trade Center. All of those people.
That's
he did
true.
Not initiate force in the United States of America. The United States of America as a government, and the fact is it exists. I mean, it's a theoretical thing, but it exists. It's real. The United States initiated force on the Middle East or Saudi Arabia and those kind of things.
So here he is offering a truce, and the United States just simply ignores him. Just ignores him. Just going to go on dropping more bombs and killing more people. And let's see what happens. Let's just see what happens.
Dropping bombs and killing people that are completely unrelated to anything that took place with Osama bin Laden. That's the worst part of it. We're now
just
mounting...
like they're going to kill unrelated people to the murderers, to the government.
I know. We're mounting a huge... unrelated assault. We're mounting this huge, huge military assault on all of these people who didn't do anything.
Yep.
That's what I don't understand. Everyone that we have killed since... I mean, okay, the majority of the people that we have killed, that the U.S. government has been responsible for the deaths of in the Middle East, have done nothing except defend themselves.
The vast majority of them.
It depends on the numbers you say. I mean, the Republican talk shows will say, oh, it's only been 10,000 people.
Oh, there's been... independent studies have shown there have been hundreds of thousands of innocent people
certainly
killed.
Okay, even if they've only killed 10,000 even if they've only killed 10,000 people, the majority of the people who have been killed, which is what I said, the majority of the people who have been killed did nothing.
That's right. Except
did
live there.
Nothing.
Live there and receive some shrapnel or something like that. 800-259-5791. Walt is on the line. I'm sure he'll have something to say about this. Osama bin Laden, talking sense. United States totally ignoring it, going to keep bombing innocent people. What do you think? It's Free Talk Live.
You need your cup of coffee each morning, right? But you're not sure if it's right for your health. Now there's Gano Coffee. Gano Coffee is the new low-acid, low-caffeine, naturally healthy coffee. What makes Gano coffee special is the secret ingredient Ganoderma, a concentration of red reishi mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. 2 to 3 packets of Gano coffee can replace a whole pot of coffee. All-natural Gano coffee tastes great and is a smart alternative for optimal health and longevity. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Sample Gano coffee for yourself for only the cost of shipping and handling. Try Gano coffee today. Visit www.coffeeontheair.com. That's coffeeontheair.com. Or call 866-271-3653. That's 866-271-3653. Call now.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system's there. Lots of discussions going on at once. Thousands of posts, over 1,000 people interacting. The bulletin board system, freetalklive.com. How many talk shows in America would get on the air and say, you know what, that Osama bin Laden, he's talking sense. How many talk shows in America?
Not many.
Yeah, not a whole heck of a lot.
But when you look at what he's saying, it does make sense.
Walt wants us out of the Middle East.
Walt in Kansas City, what do you think of all this? Walt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Well, when Mark asked me what I wanted to talk about, I told him I kind of was a little bit up in the air on how to deal with all of your abortion and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm one of these guys that wants to go right straight back to the Constitution and everything afterwards. We'll just throw it in the trash, which includes lawyers and insurance companies.
Okay.
Okay. Now, to bin Laden.
Yes, sir.
He was a CIA asset. His name was Tim Osman.
Yeah. Once a CIA asset, always a CIA asset, right?
The bin Ladens vacation with the Bushes. The bin Ladens, their family has the contracts to build all of the military bases everywhere around the world, except for the United States. Now, how hard are they looking for him? George can probably pick up the phone. Our good buddy George can probably pick up the phone and say, hey, Osama, how's it hanging?
Why would he...
he'd call him Timmy.
Well, now, if they really were old buddies and old pals, and I don't know, there's some interesting evidence out there, but if they really were, why would he come out and attack him like that? Why would Osama bin Laden come out and tell the truth about what's going on? Why wouldn't Osama get on the air and start making real threats, you know, against cities and, you know, making saying things that are more concrete instead of saying, hey, we want a truce.
You
hey, just stop killing us.
I think it is all bogus. They released these tapes at Al Jazeera, which is in Qatar.
Uh-huh.
95% of the population in Qatar is federal agents.
Okay. That sounds
That's
like an allegation at best. Huh?
I don't know. I mean, you know, now just stop and think about that, you know? But these guys are the enemies, but they released this at Al Jazeera. You know, I mean...
I don't get your point, Walt.
Okay. Who released the tapes?
Al Jazeera did.
Okay. The 95% of the population in Qatar basically is federal agents.
What?
I don't know that it's 95%, but there are a ton of...
Okay, it may not be 95%, but I'll bet you that it's at least 80 to 85.
Okay. It is a very large percentage.
Why are there so many federal agents there?
That's one of our major bases of operations.
That is a CIA... that is a federal MI5, 6, whatever.
Okay.
It's the whole thing, SAS, British SAS. That's where the intelligence...
What is the point of the reason
for Al Jazeera.
Why don't they make him scarier?
About the oil companies.
But why
it's
they...
all set up to program the people to believe what they want people to believe.
Why would they... If that's the case, and I'm not suggesting that you could be... I mean, you could be right. But if that is the case, then why are they having Osama bin Laden say what it is he's saying? Why is he coming out and, you know, revealing the fact that this war only benefits the military-industrial complex? Why is he taking shots at Bush? Why would he take shots at Bush if he really was on his side?
You know... I really don't know, but I'll bet you somewhere there's a plan for this. And to be real honest with you, I don't know if the guy is still alive even. Mm. It might be somebody producing whatever with his name. Now, obviously, the CIA says, oh, yeah, that's his voice. Well, obviously they're going to. Who do they want to blame? They still want to blame this guy.
Interesting suppositions, Walt. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-5791. I think that it's interesting what Walt is saying. However, if they really wanted to create a boogeyman, and that's what he's alleging that, you know, this guy's still on payroll and he's still working for the CIA and everything. If they really wanted to create a boogeyman, why not make him scarier? Why not have him get on and read a statement that says, in the next 2 years, we will blow up 5 buildings in the United States. You know, give him a real excuse to put a police state in.
And unless we get billions and billions of dollars, you know, and so then we, you know, whatever reason they can extract money from us, whatever, I mean, all kinds of things that he's not doing.
He's just saying, terrorizing.
Hey, I hear that there's Americans out there that don't want to be over in the Middle East.
Right.
Good idea. We don't want you here either.
Right.
So if you leave, we're done.
Jordan, any thoughts?
Yeah, and this is the second time that he has released a video that has made that same kind of an offer.
This is the first time, though, he's backed it up with polling numbers.
Right, that's true. And in the past, though, it was just like, look, get out. We'll leave you alone. You leave us alone. This doesn't need to continue.
And our response is, we're not listening, we're not listening.
Mm-hmm. And that was like,
arm the nukes.
And that was like, look, your people don't support you. No one wants you here. Not us, not your people either. Go home. And still nothing. He gets nothing. I don't know. It's just like,
we're not talking to you.
George Bush just stuck his fingers in his ears.
That's exactly what's going on.
He's like, what? Oh, he wants to call a truce. I've got to call these abortion people. I'm too busy to deal with
this. And what does the media report on? Now, Walt, if you want to get Walt and the people like, you know, the conspiracy theorists, if you want to get conspiracy theory-ish on this, then talk about the media reporting only one side of this tape. I mean, the headlines on this tape, in the reporting of it in America, were new threats from Osama bin Laden. That's what the headlines were.
What threats?
Well, he says in there that there are things they're planning on doing.
Yes,
he does
sure.
say that. But that's not the crux of his tape. That's not the crux of the message. He's just saying, look, if you keep messing around, I'm just letting you know we got stuff going on.
Right, but you can stop the insanity.
Right. I don't get it. 800-259-5791. This is your show. You take control. It is Free Talk Live. Even in these remaining moments, 800-259-5791. Anything goes. Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, Ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free, take control of the airwaves, 800-259-5791. Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have lots of stuff. It's all free. Archives, bulletin board system, live streaming, and more. All in the house. Go get them. But if you like what we're doing and you want to support the show, you should amp Free Talk Live. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier for $3 a month. Now, the money goes to promote the show. $3 a month comes in. PayPal takes a little slice off the top. Goes, hey, that's how they do it.
Everybody's got to make money.
That's right.
You got to pay the VIG.
But the $2.61 that remains comes to us, and we take that and we turn it into advertising for the show. We get more affiliates, get more radio stations on board, we get more internet listeners, and it's a really effective thing for us. Helps us expand. Amp.freetalklive.com. And there's perks involved. If you're an amplifier, you get access to classic archives. You get a promo-free podcast. You get a amplifier-only call-in line. I mean, gosh, there's all
naked pictures of Ian.
No. No one has demanded that yet.
Thank God.
But for the right price.
Would it be a monthly recurring charge, though?
For the right price. I'll take a new picture every month.
In different interesting poses with the microphone.
Yeah, the bad thing about that is then they'll go down the
You're
internet.
You're holding the microphone making that oopsie face. Like, oh.
All right.
That's really funny.
But let's get back to this here, because I'm not quite done with this article about Bin Laden's tape. What I find interesting is the experts. In this article, they cite some of the terrorism experts, you know, those guys that they dig up and they put on Fox News and that sort of thing. Well, here's what
Here's what a U.S. counterterrorism official said. Quote, "It could have been an effort to demonstrate that Bin Laden's still out there and still a force to be reckoned with. It may have been aired now to provide some reassurance to the jihadist community after last Friday's airstrike in Pakistan."
What? You're just so reaching for straws there. As though that Bin Laden would release a tape to provide reassurance to the insurgents. The insurgents are doing just fine. Okay? Regardless of an airstrike, which might have taken some of them out. The insurgents are growing in numbers. They don't need Bin Laden to put out an audio tape. In fact, it's been over a year since he has put out an audio tape. And they kept insurgenting, didn't they? In that last year, did they drop off? Did the
insurgenting?
Did the amount of attacks go down?
That's what insurgents
do. Did the amount of terrorism go down in the last year because they hadn't heard from Bin Laden? I don't think so. But here's the better quote. Here's Daniel Benjamin, U.S. terrorism expert.
"I would interpret this as Bin Laden saying, one way in which you can bow your knee to us, either before or after these attacks, is with some kind of truce."
Is that what he's asking?
What's
he asking for the United States to bow on its knees?
This sounds like Truman with his, no capitulation. Roosevelt with his, no capitulation to Japan. How many Americans died beyond where Japan would have had a truce because Roosevelt wouldn't capitulate in any way? No, there's no bargaining in this. It's you give up and that's it.
Good question.
How many Americans died?
Lots.
Yeah.
Thousands?
Hundreds of thousands? No, that's tens of thousands.
Tens of thousands, though.
Yeah. Because we don't negotiate.
Well, I'm sorry. This isn't...
I bet they'd negotiate if somebody was holding a gun on them.
Us entering a truce wouldn't be bending on our knees. It would just be gracefully saying that we've made some mistakes in the past. We made some mistakes by messing around in other people's countries, and now we're going to be a good, neutral United States the way the Constitution says we're supposed to be. We're done for tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
We'll be back tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Join us then online, freetalklive.com. Don't forget to amp the show at amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease.